Guy Warren is 6 feet 9 inches tall, and he loves sports.
But I was just simply not very gifted at them.
Warren figured that out as a kid, as his feet grew to size 10 and a half quintuple E.
I had a PE instructor in junior high who knew that I loved sports but knew I wasn't any good at them. And he told me that this would be something I might want to consider someday, is getting into officiating. He himself was an official.
Warren grew up in Oregon. He started officiating little kid baseball as a sophomore in high school and picked up football his senior year. He took evening classes to become a referee and officiated at high school and youth games during his 4 years at the University of Oregon. A sworn member of Duck Nation, he migrated to Juneau after college. He thought it would be for 6 months, but he and his wife, Peg, have stayed for 31 years. He's retiring from state service in January, where he's a computer programmer for the state's accounting system.
Loose ball.
In 3 decades on the field, Warren has watched thousands of Juneau children grow up in the sports he loves. He's been a referee for the Juneau Youth Football League's Cubs, Juniors, and Seniors teams, Juneau Douglas and Thunder Mountain High School football, and adult softball.
Flag on the field.
Football is his favorite sport to referee. He'll throw his last flag as an Alaska official tomorrow during the statewide high school championship game. Officials have to develop a thick skin. And underneath the black and white stripes, the Under Armour and long johns, is a personality that's pretty nonplussed when the crowd is booing.
An umpire from ages past once described the role of an official as standing between 2 7-year-olds with one ice cream cone.
You're either the most loved or hated guy on the field.
Football is a very complicated sport for the fans in terms of the rules. The pro rules are different than the college rules, and the high school rules are different than both of them. And so something that you see on a TV game on Sunday may not be the way we're going to deal with it on a high school game on Friday or Saturday. And for a lot of people, that gets a little confusing.
And the rules continue to change. Alaska high school officials follow the rules set by the National Federation of High School Associations. They're certified by the Alaska School Activities Association. Some lower 48 high school refs now wear microphones, and Warren would like to see that as an addition to Alaska high school football.
It'd be nice to be able to tell them exactly what happened.
But coaches have the perspective from the field.
I've been coaching for 19 years, and I'm proud to say he's only personally flagged me one time.
Guy Warren started officiating in Juneau before Rich Soros started playing the game. Now he's head coach of the JDHS Crimson Bears. He admits it's tough to get penalty upon penalty, a problem for the Bears this season, but...
watching films, a lot of times they're right.
Soros and most coaches have a healthy respect for their hometown officials, and he says the Juneau group, led by Warren, has earned a good reputation.
He gets a lot of compliments from teams around the state about his knowledge of the game. They don't always agree with how they interpret things, which nobody does, but they said, hey, those guys know the game.
On the average weekend, Juneau officials work junior varsity and varsity games for 2 high schools and 2 or 3 youth games. Those little kid games have given Warren some stories he can tell his future grandkids. Like the youngster playing in a recent JYFL Cubs game. Cubs are 3rd and 4th grade boys, and they're still learning the concept of tackling. Well, in this game, the ball carrier was scrambling down the field when he was tackled, sort of.
He just grabbed a hold of his jersey and was hanging on for dear life, and the kid is dragging him downfield and screaming at us, ref, he's holding me, he's holding me. There's no, he's trying to tackle you.
Probably the best change Warren has seen in Juneau football has been the installation of artificial turf fields. The new turf has helped reduce the number of injuries.
The players who played back in the days of the dirt fields here in Juneau, that required bravery. That field was hard. There were always rocks in it. You could never get all the rocks out of it. The water would pool up on it in strange ways. You'd have times where you couldn't spot the ball till the center got there because otherwise it would just kind of drift away in the current. It was definitely, for the Juneau teams, a definite home field advantage.
When Guy Warren hangs up his whistle tomorrow, he will leave big shoes to fill. That's because there's a dearth of officials in Juneau.
The average age of our officials out on the field, I'm positive, is somewhere over 50. So we're not getting younger out there, and the players aren't getting older. So yeah, we're definitely always looking for new people to join us.
Warren is moving out of state in a few months. He says he'll miss Juno and its sports. And while he hasn't signed up to officiate in his new community yet, it probably won't be long before he's blowing that whistle and throwing the yellow flag. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.